saving the innocent from corporate radio. This is the show where Ohio froze down. It is Ohio's on fire. And yes, as I do this live broadcast, it is Valentine's Day 2018. That is Valentine's Day, the day for lovers. Anyone that's in a relationship, married, or you just love someone really much, very, very much. This is your day. And of course, Valentine's Day, it's, I wouldn't say I really celebrate Valentine's Day that much, because I'm currently single, so there's not much for me to celebrate. And of course, this day puts me down in the dumps, because it reminds me that I am lonely, but I'm not going to let that get me down, because I am doing Ohio is on fire. It's the only thing that makes me happy. And people listening at home, thank you for listening. Tonight, we got another lovely show on this holiday evening. Here's a little bit on this article that I'm reading. He talks about his family. My absolute favorite thing in the city of Columbus is, of course, my family. I love spending time with them and consider them my best friends. Aw, that's me ad-libbing. We are all jokesters and goofy, so we're usually a pretty good time when we're out and about. I also try to keep them in mind as I am pursuing my passions by making sure the things we do are family-friendly so they can be proud of me and enjoy them as well if they choose to do so. Now, he talks about New Ohio Wrestling. I was a wrestler myself until mounting injuries and a growing family helped me realize that I had to walk away and focus on those things. I never lost the passion for wrestling and always tried to keep my eye on what was happening with the Columbus pro wrestling scene. In 2015, after years of not seeing much wrestling going on around town, my wife Terry and I decided it was time to change that. We brought together a group of wrestling friends and New Ohio Wrestling was born. Now he talks about the Trail of Tormented Terror. I have been a fan of haunted houses for as long as I can remember. I was a volunteer actor at my buddy's house, and for a couple nights here and there at the Scare-atorium is what this place was called. Last summer, I stopped in at Kickmaster Foot Golf in Grove City to talk to the owners, Bob Clannon and Debbie Guzzo, about booking another wrestling event there. Small talk ensured, and Bob mentioned how he wanted to decorate the foot golf course for Halloween and maybe have some zombies roam around while the guests were playing. Bada bing, bada boom, the Trail of Tormented Terror was born. And the last thing I'll read in this article, he talks about Wrestle Horror. If you follow Gary Vaynerchuk, then you know that he preaches, find your passion and then do that. So I did. My passions are wrestling and horror, so to keep true to Gary's words, I decided to create Wrestle Horror, and then the Wrestle Horror concept is just what it sounds like. A little wrestling, a little horror, and a whole lot of fun. All right, so you can read the whole article at columbuslive.com. So I tell you, I mentioned up several names, but this MVP for this episode goes to Donnie Hoover and his wife. There's two MVPs, Donnie and Terry Hoover. They're living out their passion. And that's why I preach on this show almost every episode. I'm living out your passion, because I too love pro wrestling, and I too love haunted houses, and they have found a way to match those two together. So Donnie and Terry Hoover, for combining pro wrestling and haunted houses, that is amazing. And you two, for this episode, are OMVP, Ohio's most valuable pedestrian. Round of applause to Donnie and Terry Hoover. You are listening to Ohio's on Fire, and this is WWSU 106.9 FM, Dayton's Right Choice. Stay tuned.
Hey guys, this is Mike Shea from Eventide Entertainment. As you may have noticed, our lineup has been a little scarce lately. We're currently going through some programming changes, and we'd like you guys to be a part of the team. If you've got a podcast or a radio show or an idea for something you'd like to put on the internet, we want to help you make that happen. Send us an email at eventideent@gmail.com with your show idea, and we'll help you get it on the air. What are the benefits of working with Eventide Entertainment? Well, to start with, we'll make sure that your show gets onto all of the best platforms, whether it's Spreaker or SoundCloud or iHeartRadio or Spotify and iTunes. We will get those on the air for you. Not only that, but you will be assigned an executive producer who can handle all of the post-production and editing for your show. All you have to worry about is just recording the show, and they will take care of the rest for you. So that is one less thing that you need to worry about. We've also got a graphics person who will design a custom logo for your show. We'll put together a customized promo for your show that'll play on other shows in the network. So we're all helping each other out. You'll also get your own specialized Dropbox folder and access to our private staff Facebook group. There is literally nothing to lose if you're a host and you join the Eventide team. So make sure you send us an email at eventideent@gmail.com. And for more information and to check out some of our other shows, make sure you check us out on our website, www.eventideent.com. And we hope to see you guys soon.
And welcome back to Ohio's on Fire. We are live in the studio here in Fairborn, Dayton, Ohio. And I have my special guest. They are an incredibly awesome band from Dayton, Ohio area. And it is a rather large band, as three of the members are here tonight. We have, from the band Frequency, we got Say It, I Am Rugged Jones. Then we got Michael Curtis. And we got Dre Prince. Say hello, everyone.
Hey.
Hey, what's happening? All right, all right.
Yes, well, welcome to the show. Now, Frequency, I want to know, how did you guys form this band? What's the story behind how this all came about?
Frequency pretty much came about from, like, I guess you could say, like a struggle out of the rubble. Potential broken dream, you know. It came about with a vision, you know, that was given spiritually. And, you know, it's just a matter of just walking it out. And that's what we've been doing. You know, we actually started off as an all-male group before we added the girl, so to speak. But, yeah, we're still here, man. We've had to change a few times, man, but the face of Frequency has always remained. And I'm sure we'll get into the details of that, man. It's a nice little interesting story, so.
All right, well, that is a good story. Now, you guys are known as a high-energy band during your performances. How do you guys rehearse getting to that high level, like before performing for a live audience? Like, what do you do to, because I know, because I've seen footage of you guys' concerts, you guys dance around, you flip, you guys are, but how do you guys rehearse that? What do you do?
You know, when we rehearse, it's actually the energy that we bring to each other. We feed off of each other's energy, so the more hype that one person gets, you know, if Dre hits a lick on the bass, we all get hype, and then the next person gets hype, and then the next hit a lick, and it kind of just feeds off of each other.
Cool.
Yeah, it's all about feeding off the energy and just making the situation fun, you know, because you don't want it to feel like work.
Yeah.
It is, you know, we is pursuing this as a career, you know, you don't want it to feel like work because you want it to be a loose atmosphere.
I agree.
And like they said, we just take the same atmosphere from practice onto the stage, and it all just works out.
All right.
If I may, just take it one step further. Like, the core of Frequency is our spirituality, man, and our belief in unifying, man, just, you know, foreign entities, you know, coming together. That's why we call it the fellowship.
Okay.
So a lot of times the energy that you'll see on stage is very relative to, you know, our rehearsal energy, but not the same. And I say that because, you know, there's times where, you know, somebody might have caught a flat tire, somebody's loved one might have passed away, somebody might have got fired from a job. So the stage is the one place where we can just let it all out.
Yes.
Let it all go, leave it on stage, and it's like therapeutic. It's therapy for us all. So.
Awesome. Well, I can relate. That's how I feel when I do this show. Yes,
yeah.
You do something that you love, it feels... You feel like you're on top of the world.
Man.
I can relate to that, man.
Natural high.
Now, within teams and large bands, I imagine there's probably always conflict that arises. So how do you guys handle conflict that arises in the band?
What I will say when it comes to, like, the different conflicts, the good and bad, the ugly, no matter what, like, we've agreed, like, we're going to ride this out as much as we can, as much as we can tolerate. But a main thing in dealing with, you know, confrontation or misunderstanding is our ability, and as we go on, we're getting better at it even, to just sit down as a whole and just throw it out there.
Yeah.
You know, don't hold back, don't sugarcoat it, put it out there, and let's find a happy resolution. Everybody's not going to win all the time. Sometimes, you know, you got to make that sacrifice or whatever, but, you know, a lot of times, man, you know, you just got to sit down and look at the bigger picture. That's what, you know, what matters to you? What is important to you? This little tiff, you know, tit for tat, whatever's going on, or the larger picture, you know, financial freedom, spiritual freedom, the ability to be able to help somebody else, open up a doorway. There's a lot of awesome, awesome, awesome Dayton artists, musicians, poets. I mean, I could just keep going on who they need that chance. Like, you know, we're struggling now, you know, starving musicians, artists, and we want to be in a position to be able to do that. So it gives them something to think about, and it kind of resolves itself, so to speak.
Yes. Okay. Absolutely. you guys are a funk band, like a hybrid of funk, hip-hop, R&B, I've come to notice. It has a great history in Dayton, Ohio. So I was wondering, have you guys met any funk legends or perhaps played with any funk legends?
Everybody's in my city's pretty good at what they do, so yes. I consider everybody I work with to be a legend in their own right.
Awesome, that's a good response. I never thought of it that way.
Prince. Ray Sean Templeton.
So if you ask me, all my friends are legends. Every last one of them.
Awesome, all right.
If I can just shout one out that I've actually had the opportunity to play with, shout out to Dave Hendricks, man. I think he's staying in the Greenville area right now. Dave used to be a bass player for the Ohio Players, man.
Okay.
And I rocked with him for a good solid 4 years. And, you know, a lot of other musicians on the way. But, yeah, shout out to Dave Hendricks, man.
Well, all right. Shout out to Dave Hendricks. Cool. Now, the Funk Hall of Fame is coming to Dayton, Ohio. Have you guys checked it out yet?
We will be checking that out and seeing what we can do to wiggle.
Wiggle.
Foot in the door.
I like the sound of that.
So, you know, whatever we can do, give us the stage and we'll take care of the rest.
Cool. Now, I got one more question before we go to a break. In the band, who writes the original songs? And I also noticed that there's a common theme to these songs. So I just wonder who takes care of the songwriting.
For the most part, I take care of that. But overall, Frequency is a collective work.
Okay.
The musicians, they hold it down on the musicianship.
So anyone can write a song, though, in the band if they wish to?
If they wish to, if it works, we'll work with it. If not, we don't necessarily throw it away, but we might archive it and pull from it what we can.
Yes.
There's a science to it, and the science is, you know, while you're getting your freedom, your liberation from expressing yourself, it still has to be something that's going to bring total strangers together in fellowship and one accord in unison. So that's the overall goal, just bringing everybody together.
Excellent. Yeah, you guys are doing big things with your music. So that's a good team effort there. Now, for those that are fans of Frequency, I got a little surprise. They are working on an upcoming project, and they have given me the gift. So my Valentine's gift is the gift that you guys gave me is this preview of what will be an upcoming album by Frequency.
Wish we could do more, but that's all we're like.
Well, absolutely. Well, I understand. You got to give a little peek before you eat the whole sandwich. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and play that, and I'll play a few more songs, and we'll have a part two of this interview. Once again, the phone number to call us is 937-775-5555. If you have a question, we want to hear from you live on the air. Or another thing, we have a new feature at the WWSU169.org website. You can go there, and you can send me a message directly, ask me any question. As long as it's appropriate, I'll ask it, and make it concerning Frequency, our band of the night. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and play this preview that was sent out by the band. It's only about a minute long, just to give you a heads up. But you are listening to Ohio's on Fire. We'll be back in 10 minutes with more live interview with Frequency. And here's your preview. But you are listening to Ohio's on Fire here on WWSU, 106.9 FM, Dayton's Right Choice.
This real quick.
Well, go ahead, man.
Okay, just in case y'all didn't know, okay, my name is Saeed.
Okay? Saeed.
But all my friends call me Sai.
Sai.
So I want you to be my friend. Will you be my friend?
Well, we are friends. I thought we were already friends.
Oh, well, there it is. I want you to call me Sai.
Sai, okay. Well, Sai, I'm the lead singer of Frequency.
crazy. He's my best friend in the world.
We are best friends. You hear me? Don't you mess with Daniel. We're going to have a problem.
I like that.
Let's do it, man. Let's get crazy.
Before we play True for Dare, if you have questions, you can call. I have a little white beeper thing that's up there. So if you call, I will know, and I'll get you on the air. So I'll do that while we're doing this game. But anyway, here's how True for Dare will work. We will go counterclockwise. Clockwise. I'm sorry. I'm trying to think where I'm at. So I will ask Michael. Then Michael will ask Dre. And then Dre will ask Cy, my best friend. And Cy, my best friend, will ask me. And then we'll have one round. And depending on the time, we could go around again. But who knows? So let's go. Let's go ahead and play True or Dare here on Ohio's on Fire. Hello, Michael. How are you doing today?
I'm great.
Michael Curtis, I have to ask you something.
Yes.
True or Dare?
True.
Okay. In your opinion, who is the biggest hater you've ever met in your life who wasn't in your family?
Put it out there.
Whoa. I gotta say one of, because I can't necessarily say the biggest, but one of the biggest haters.
No names,
out there,
good description.
There was a girl that I went to school with when I went to college.
Okay.
And she followed me on Facebook, and for some reason, every time I posted videos of music or things that were going, she would just troll.
She's trolling,
she would
just, yes,
say all kinds of negative things.
I've dealt with that, yeah. Things.
But my thing was, why are you still listening? Why are you still watching? Why are you on my friends page? Like, let me delete you, okay?
Yes.
Obviously.
Did you block her?
I did.
Oh, yes. Well, good. That was the best thing ever. All right. Yeah, I know what that's all about. So, all right. So now you got to ask Dre that magical question.
Truth or dare?
Truth.
All right, now you know you be lying on
Truth or Dare. You lying, Drake.
Not gonna lie.
During the break, he said he be lying on Truth or Dare.
I'm not gonna lie.
So, I'm gonna ask you.
Okay? Stone cold truth.
Stone cold truth. Most embarrassing moment.
The most embarrassing moment. Okay. All right. Well, my most embarrassing moment was when I was in high school and I started feeling myself. I was,
physically?
I wasn't literally feeling myself.
Okay, man, you gotta break it down, man.
I was in high school, but in my head, I was grown already. Mm-hmm. So, I had been cutting up in school and my mom was like, okay, you think you're grown now, so I'm going to show you how grown you is.
You know what that means.
Long story short as possible, my mom tried to whoop me and I was 16 years old.
Okay. Yeah.
So instead of, staying in the house waiting on my butt whooping, I jumped out my back window, walked down the street. So my boys is hanging out on the corner, and I tell them, man, my mom just tried to whoop me. I'm too grown for all that. And sure enough, my mom came riding around the corner in a minivan with the sliding door open, belt in her hand, at the top of her lungs. She said, you was going to get away, but I got you. I got you. Come here, get in this car. And I take off running.
Oh, boy.
My friends.
Okay.
Yeah,
what's that number again? It's pretty. Oh, the phone number? It's 775-555.
What you want, man?
Just kick a flow, man. Just kick a flow.
Just off the top of the head.
Freestyle, yeah. Freestyle rap.
Oh, man, I don't do that no more. It's been ages, man. Freestyle.
Kick a something.
Give me a beat.
I got it.
Okay, you go.
There we go.
All right. Check it. Ohio is on fire, hanging by a wire like tennis shoes. We don't break rules, but sometimes we do. Freestyle off the head for the rest of you, not the mumble rap for the vest in you. The best of you is how we get it when we testing you. Check it out, we come through when we run through. Wet paper bag, tear through, yeah, we rip, dude. Come through, frequency like food, and we eating and we feeling souls. We feeding them too, and it feels real good. So how about you? And this feels real good to me. I hope it feels good to you. 106.9B.
Hey. Hey! Yeah. That was awesome, dude.
All right.
Fly. That was good. All right, Sly.
Truth or dare, brother.
Oh, thanks for asking me that, Sly. Let's do truth.
Okay, truth. That's a good one. Okay, truth. What is your truth? It's going to be tricky now.
Okay.
Make it simple, though. What is your truth when it comes to the harmony of spirituality? Not religion, spirituality and fellowship.
Okay, well, spirituality, I think it is a good thing. I do realize it makes people feel better when they have something they believe in. Now, whether it's mainstream beliefs like you would see in certain religions or something that's maybe non-religion or maybe religious cult even, it's important that people find what fills their heart. And sometimes that can be other people. Sometimes it can be activities that they involve themselves in, such as hosting a radio show or being in a band that's from Dayton, Ohio. So to me, that's being spiritual is just... finding that thing that fills your heart the most, I think it's a good thing.
Nice.
So Sly, truth or dare?
Dare.
Dare, okay. Well, hold that thought because we got a caller.
Let's do it.
Hello, caller, you're on the air. Who am I speaking to?
You have Anthony Saxtone Arrington and Romero Javaris Hish.
Well, welcome to the show, Anthony.
What's up?
Hello? Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Well, do you have a question? I'll turn on your radio. I can hear myself in the background. Turn on the radio.
Caller. Yes, you're on the line.
All right, thank you. Do you have a question for Band Frequency, Anthony?
No, I don't have a question per se. I just wanted to give a big shout out, let them know I'm proud of them, doing big things. I'm currently in Vegas with a legendary group, Zap from Dayton, Ohio. And one of the original members with Frequency, and I just wanted to give him a big shout out. Let him know I'm proud of him. Keep doing what you're doing. I love y'all.
That's what's up, man.
Big cool. Well, all right. Thank you, Anthony. Thank you for the call.
Yes, sir.
All right, that was Anthony. Now with that, let's get back to our little game here. So
doing?
you wanted to do a dare.
What are we doing?
All right. Well, dare. I dare. Okay, I had it up. Okay, I dare you.
Shout out to Queen. Be nice to me, Queen.
Are you familiar with the Running Man Challenge from 2 years ago?
Uh-oh. Yeah. No, I think I see. Let me see what it looked like.
And we will sing the song while you do it.
Oh, okay, come on, let's do it.
I got the beat.
You got the beat.
All right, do it. Do it again. Do it again, Mike.
At night. Okay, well, tell me when you're ready. I'll sing it.
Ready? Here we go. 5, 6, 7, 8.
At night, I think of you. At night, you be my little boy. He did it.
Hey!
What?
Hey!
Okay. All right.
I was imitating you.
All right, good
That's
job.
What yours look like.
All right, now you ask him.
Dre, truth or dare? Oh, I'm scared.
I've been going truth. So hit me with a dare. Don't.
I need to grow your hairline back. No, all right, so I dare you. I dare you to sing the hook, and I'll help you out. In the first verse, to One Woman Man. All right. That the one?
Yep. He knows
the hook.
He better stop.
In the first verse.
I got you on background.
Seeing you reminds me of all the nights I used to beat it up. I would do it again, but I can't. Cause everything is different now. See, I finally done settled down. I became a one-woman man.
You can have that note.
There were many others after you. Quite a few one-night stands. Some of their names I can't remember. Imagine waking up to someone new. You barely even knew.
Come on, Dre.
Time and time again. But there's someone for everyone.
Come on.
I've been blessed to find that one who makes me feel like no other. You are looking good as hell.
Come on.
But I can't go home with you.
Who you going home with? Who you going home with? Cause
I'm yeah, come good, on. Good job. Yeah. That's good.
Prince, y'all.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good, sir. Yeah.
Michael, truth or dare?
Dare.
Okay.
Okay.
Hmm. I dare you to wear a different fro.
I dare you to...
We're on the radio now.
I know, I'm trying to keep it PG-13.
Keep it PG-13.
Mm-hmm. I dare you...
Keep it G.
...to tell us about your most embarrassing moment as a teacher.
Okay. All right.
Which one? Oh. The most embarrassing one. That's easy.
Okay, first of all, I'll explain. I'm a professor, so...
Cool. You know, where at?
I'm a professor at Sinclair.
So oh, that's cool. I used to go there. Cool.
Yeah. So my most embarrassing moment as a teacher. That is a hard one. Because I have moments, you know?
I know. That's why I asked.
I have moments. And there's moments where I've been embarrassed, and I've been extremely embarrassed, but nobody knew.
Okay.
So I'll say that I had a class where I had a student who just was so different.
Okay.
And in my head, I automatically assumed that this student was a high school student because the student looked like they could still be in high school.
Okay.
But I didn't say anything. Like I never said anything to them to say like, oh, how's high school or anything like that. But in my head, like I was like, when they walked in the room, I immediately assumed, like, this person's probably still in high school. And then after they introduced themselves to the class, they're just like, and I'm not in high school. I'm actually this age, this, that, and the other. I know I look like I'm in high school, but I'm not. And I was just like, oh, wow. Like, we always make assumptions and stuff, and it really embarrassed me because I'm always the one talking about don't make assumptions.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was probably my most embarrassing moment, like, if I'm being honest.
Oh, that wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
All right, all now right. Last one.
Truth or dare?
Oh, thanks for asking me that, Michael. I'm going to say I'm dare. Oh. Stu dare.
Ooh, a dare.
Yes.
Man, can't do the running man challenge.
Well, maybe not that dance. Maybe another dance.
No.
Okay.
Here's my dare to you.
Okay.
I'm going to ask my bandmates to teach you a hook. Real quick. It's real simple.
Okay.
And I want to hear you do it like you're on stage in front of thousands of people.
Okay.
The hook is to our song Fly.
Fly, okay.
Good choice. So y'all want to let them hear the hook?
Good choice.
Go ahead. Here we go. Real
simple. This feels real good to me. This right here feels good to me. This feels real good to me. This right here feels good to me.
Okay.
You got this.
All right.
All right, now. You got this.
All right, people.
Hold that for you.
Yes, hold it for me. This is my baby performance. Hey.
Hey.
This feels good to me.
Hey.
Oh, this feels real good to me.
Woo.
This feels real good to me. This feels real, real good to me.
Yeah. Hey,
Diesel in the house. This feels good.
Yeah.
I rap like a flow. I did it.
That was terrible.
Good job, D.
All right.
Yeah, bro, that was awesome.
And shout out to the rest of our bandmates, too.
Yeah, shout out to your bandmates.
Shout out ATV. Shout out Chris Free.
Yeah, shout
and
them out.
Shout out definitely to our newest member, Ryan.
Toby. What's your name, boy? Toby. What's your name? Shout out to everybody tuning in, man. Not just on the 106.9 radio station FM, but also, you know, we got a couple different live chats going on, man. We appreciate the love. We appreciate, like, the respect of all the venues just in the area, just in Ohio in general, man. Yeah. Just because, like, it's you guys who take a chance on people like us who you absolutely have never heard of before. And you give us a chance to get on your stage, not only to make a couple of dollars, but to express ourselves and show the people who we are. So shout out to all the venues in the area. Dayton, Ohio, tighten up, get it together. This is the movement. It's here. It's happening. The time is now.
If you want to get it, be hungry, be thirsty, be diligent, man. Don't stop, be tenacious. Don't let nothing get in your way. For all those who have never made it, at some point in time, they quit. Don't ever quit. Don't ever give up. Stop showing malice and hatred toward one another. Gain some understanding. Yes. Hug somebody, shake your hand, pull somebody to the side, man, because dating the birthplace of funk, there's no reason why, man, it should be this critical. I mean, we're not in New York. So, you know, the saying is, if you can make it in New York, you can make it anywhere. I feel like if you can make it in Dayton, you can make it anywhere because you guys are so critical. Don't be so critical. Love one another. If you don't appreciate it, that's okay. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't have to be a thing coming from a dark place. But Dayton, Ohio, we on the map. Ohio music, we on the map. Make sure y'all check us out, man. Can I get a shout out for the next show?
Yes, go. Yes, tell us all your upcoming shows.
We got somebody to keep that on calendar. But as far as I remember, the 17th actually, we'll be rocking in Greenville, Ohio, man, at a place called Sloopy's.
Okay.
We hope that you guys are ready. We got a couple things in between that are up for discussion. But next after that, we'll have a March 18th show coming up at Blind Bob. Shout out to Nate, man, and Brandon Hawk there at Blind Bob's. They always take care of
us. Yeah, that's a cool venue, yes.
Yeah, man, Blind Bob's. If you ain't ever rocked there, get there. If you want to make a name for yourself, that's one of the places. You know, unfortunately, don't have, like, Canal Street Tavern or Public House anymore, unfortunately. But, March 18th, man, we got a cat from Detroit coming out to come do his thing, man. We got the Willie Clark Band. They're going to be up jumping with us, man. So, yeah, man, we got a few other things. I don't want to put too much on you. Be on the lookout for the Freak EP. Title hashtag freak is going down. It's about to be bananas. So we love y'all for loving us.
All right, that's very well spoken. Well, with that, that's all I have for you guys. So Cy, Dre, and Michael, thank you for being on the show tonight. I really appreciate it. It's been my pleasure having you guys.
Yes. Awesome.
All right, good luck with all of your concerts, and hope you guys sell millions of albums with your next. when you release your next album, you'll blow up and make millions.
We'll come back and do a show for you.
Yes.
I'll put you on the map.
Cut me a check.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. Forget the show. Just cut me some.
Just cut me a check. I discovered you.
Move over, Jimmy Kimmel. Step aside, Conan O'Brien. Back off, Stephen Colbert. It's my turn. I'm Mike Shea, and every Tuesday on my show, Mike Talks Funny, I sit down and talk with comedians, actors, film fans, podcasters, anybody willing to get down, get deep, and get dirty.
I don't remember the first time I had sex. That was horrible. I didn't even finish the first time I had sex.
I've tasted what most comics want, and now I have to go back and eat the leftovers.
You're so brave for wearing that shade of lipstick on stage. My God!
Think of Last Comic Standing and Mystery Science Theater 3000 had a baby, and that's the show.
My online doppelganger is also a larger black man. He is Adrian Miller. All the top results are he's a professor.
Interviews with great people, not to mention all kinds of awesome new music every show.
Hey, this is Don Smith.
This is Scotty Mays.
Hey, this is Kevin Goatee with Comics Watching Comics.
Brought to you by Eventide Entertainment.
We are back with Ohio's on Fire. I am Daniel Diesel. It is now time. It's come to the time for our final message. A quick program note. Yes, the last show I had done before tonight was 2 weeks ago. There was supposed to be a show between that one and this one tonight. It was going to be with Thundertaker. We had a big snowstorm last week. It was more important than my radio show, so it forced my cancellation of that show for last week. Me and Thundertaker are talking. We will reschedule their appearance at a later episode. I do not know when. They're touring right now, so it'll be when they are available, but they do want to come on still. I did inform them that the snowstorm was coming, that we couldn't do it. So they will be back at a later date, so we had to cancel that episode. So just a little program notes, and hopefully we'll get them on in the future, as Parisa, the lead singer, is a good friend of mine. I've known her for years. So they will be back. They'll be on for the first time, hopefully in the near future. But it's now time for final message of Ohio's on Fire for this episode. And tonight is Valentine's Day. I want to talk about what to me would be the ultimate Valentine's Day experience. Like, if I were to celebrate it and something really cool would happen, well, I think the obvious one would probably be if I were married and I had it with the love of my life. That'd be obvious, but you know what? I'm going to go with a close second place for this one. Because I have a wild fantasy of what I would like done to celebrate Valentine's Day. You know those big chocolate candies that they have in stores now? There's, you know, you got the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, Mounds, Snickers, Milky Way. Well, nowadays they got the king-size bites. They're bigger than the normal size bites. And they're just delicious. And I got to thinking, there's got to be something bigger. there has to be something bigger than king size. And I think there is, and I want, and I demand on this show tonight that there's human size candy bars. That's right, the size of a normal human being. In fact, I want the one that I'm 6 feet tall. I like to see a piece of candy that is 6 feet. They can call it the Super Diesel size, because that's who I am. I'm Super Diesel. It's got to be 6 feet tall, maybe 3 feet wide, and it just doesn't matter. Because here's the candies that I like. I like Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. So it needs to be like up to here. Like, no, I don't, not as big as my head. I think they do have them that's as big as my head. Nuh-uh. No way, Jose. I want something bigger than that. I want to be as big as I am. As here, for those that watch this on video, see how big I am here, my muscles, my head, my body. You can see me. That's how big of a piece I want of a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. And you know what? Also make one. I want one Super Diesel size of Snickers, Milky Way, Almond Joys. Those are my favorite candies. And you know, let's have some life-size Starbursts as well, because I love Starburst. Oh, Dove chocolates. Listen, this will be the next big thing come Christmas. I need to put a patent on this, because people that love candy, I think they would love it if they could eat one the size of themselves. And that'd be my wildest dream. So my wildest dream is that I am on a beach somewhere, and it's nighttime. There's a tiki torch going on. There's fire. It's dimly lit. And I'm with the love of my life, some hot woman who loves me very much. And she wants to give me a kiss. But as she goes for the kiss, I put my hand in front of her face, say, nuh-uh. Not before I eat my life-size candy. And I take a bite. And that would be my dream Valentine's Day scenario. It'd be someplace warm, because in February it's really cold most places. Maybe California or maybe Costa Rica. Someplace warm, where the beer flows like wine, where the geese flock like the east of, I forget the rest of that line. I was referencing Dumb and Dumber, for those of you don't know that movie, but I screwed it up, but that's okay, but you get the idea. That's my fantasy. I want a giant chocolate candy bar, hot woman on my side, and we're on the beach somewhere, and so that's me. So that's it. That is my dream Valentine's Day scenario, my dream sequence. Now I am on again live next week. Right now, my guest scheduled for next week is a group called Sip and Dippity Paint Bar. They're in Xenia, Ohio. I'll have a few members from that organization that's based out of Xenia, Ohio. They'll be on the show with me. And I might have some surprises for you guys next Thursday night. It just depends on what happens during the week, because I'm always coming up with ideas. And of course, I'll talk more nonsense like I do right now. But that's next Thursday night. No, that's next Wednesday night. No, I used to be on Thursdays. Now I'm on Wednesday nights. Wednesdays, 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now to play out tonight, here's a song that I really enjoy. That's a love theme. It's also not in the mainstream, because this is an independently released song. It's by a band called Bibio. This was featured on a iTunes commercial many years ago. I really enjoyed it. I looked it up, and it's one of my favorite love songs ever. Like, if I made a list, this would probably be top 20, top 30. It'd be on there, and it doesn't get the recognition it deserves because it's not a mainstream hit. But it's Bibio and their song Lover's Carvings. So I'll play it out, and also for next 20-so minutes, I'll play some love classics until 8 p.m. But until then, everyone listening at home, have a safe Valentine's Day. Check me out on facebook.com/OhioIsOnFireShow and watch YouTube episodes, youtube.com/OhioF. Until next week, Ohio, that's the way it is.